Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. Good morning. A bill to restrict the use of solitary confinement in California jails, prisons, and immigration detention sites is up for a hearing in the state Senate today. KQED's immigration editor Taiki Hendricks reports.
The bill, known as the California Mandela Act after the late South African leader, passed the state assembly in May. It would limit solitary confinement to 15 days at a time and ban it altogether for anyone who's disabled, pregnant, under 26, or over 59 years old. Dolores Canales spent many years in and out of prison and knows about solitary firsthand.
Being deprived of things that many people take for granted, you know, fresh air, human contact, conversations, natural sunlight, it takes its toll on you.
She's been out for a dozen years, but still has flashbacks, she says.
I think from these experiences, we are never totally healed, but always in the process of healing. That's how much damage it causes.
The bill's supporters say prolonged isolation amounts to torture, and they point to a detainee suicide at an immigration facility near Bakersfield in 2020. Law enforcement groups insist solitary confinement is needed for safety, and the state's prison authority says ending it would be expensive. But advocates say it will save the state money in the long run, and they hope the Senate Appropriations Committee will agree. I'm Taiki Hendricks, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. There's more news online at kqed.org.